Time to check in with Freedom Home Care. We have Christine Nessler on the phone with us today. Christine, with the whole pandemic thing and the shelter in place and everybody's at home, what happens if we notice as we've been checking in on our loved ones that maybe some things are falling through the cracks? Maybe they don't have everything they need. They're not getting all the help that they need. What do we do if we are starting to notice these things with aging parents?
Oh, definitely. I think that the best thing to do is start looking at your options to see, you know, what would be the best fit for your mom or dad or that loved one that needs a little bit of extra care. And then start, you know, thinking back even with some of their, maybe some of their history. So are they seeing multiple physicians? Have they appeared to be in high risk for readmission to the hospital? Do they seem to be frequent flyers to the emergency room or have multiple chronic conditions or are managing multiple medications? If they're using some Medicare services but really clearly have more needs than what Medicare can provide for, or maybe they're using some palliative or hospice care and you're noticing that they just need some extra support. So those are some different things based on, you know, kind of that medical history that you might notice. But you also might just notice things around the house, like maybe there's some extra clutter or the house is dirtier than it typically was. Maybe mom used to be a neat freak and checked your dusting skills with a white glove, and now her house doesn't seem to be up to par the way it used to be. Or maybe you're finding expired food in the refrigerator, or you're noticing that mom or dad isn't taking care of their personal hygiene as well as they used to. Bills stacking up could be another one. Medications not being taken properly. So those are some just different things around the house and perhaps with their medical provider that you might want to discuss.
And then again, if some of those items that you mentioned could be helped with just maybe a simple visit or maybe they need something more, that's something that Freedom Home Care can help with.
Oh, absolutely. It might be what I think is great about our services is that it's so customizable. So what we would do is we would come in and we would have that inquiry meeting with that person, with the family, and really find out what their concerns are, what they think the needs are. And then based on that and then any feedback that we might receive from a doctor or a social worker or a discharge planner as well, our nurses would be putting together a care plan, a suggested care plan of what they think might be the best fit to help with those needs. So you'd have your inquiry with our staff as a starting point, and then you'd have the assessment with the nurse to really drill down and find out what would be the best way that we could serve you as one of our clients.
How do we get in touch with you if we want more questions answered?
So you could give us a call at Freedom Home Care at 507-387-4663. That's 387-HOME. Otherwise, visit our website. There's a lot of great information out there, including information on when it would be right to refer someone to home care or some of those signs to be looking for.
Freedom Home Care, Christine Nessler, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Have a good day.